Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Alexis.
You're listening to Central Crazies Podcast,
where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And we let our crazy flag fly free with no limit. Hey guys, before we get started today, I wanted to be sure and let you know, if you don't already, make sure to follow us on Instagram at central_crazies_podcast, and you can email us at centralcraziespodcast@gmail.com. So today, we're going to be covering a case that actually Alexis almost covered, because I was telling her about it, and she's like, what? Because I was like, I'm covering a case that at first I didn't even know. It's over 40 years old and it's still unsolved. And it's about three Girl Scout members that were murdered. And it actually happened in Oklahoma, which I didn't know until I was researching it. And then I was telling her about it. And she's like, oh my gosh, is that the one that happened in Oklahoma?
Or yeah, I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
Wait, are you kidding me?
I don't know. It's a guess. No, but I had that tab open. It was proof.
She did. I was literally talking to her about it. She's on her laptop, and she's like, "I was seriously about to look that up," and she had it pulled up. It's crazy. Thankfully, she did not research it yet, though. Did you?
No, I was too busy with mine.
Good. Yeah, we are about to do hers after mine, but so this is the one I decided to do. I thought it's really, really sad, but it's still unsolved, and hopefully one day it'll be solved. I don't know. You'll see. So we're going to go all the way back to the summer of 1977, which is around the time, people send their kids to the summer camp. Mm-hmm. And there was a camp called Camp Scott, which was a retreat for Girl Scouts since 1928. It had 410 acres of wooded area.
Wow.
Yeah, it was big.
Yeah, that's a good camp.
It harbored up to 140 campers and 30 staff. Cookie Trail was a road that led to 10 camping units spread throughout the forest.
Is that the trail that the Girl Scouts were on? If so, that's kind
of
cute.
Yeah, it was named after, them because of, their cookies.
Okay, nice. I like it.
So something important about this case, really important, actually, is in April of 1977, right? So 2 months before camp was actually going to start, a counselor was actually attending a group training session and discovered her cabin had been broken into, and they had stolen her donuts. Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
Right? That's all that was missing, apparently. But a note was left. And the note read, it was a long note, but one of the parts in it said, "We are on a mission to kill three girls. Intent one." And a fake body was also found hanging on the property.
Oh my gosh, and they didn't make everybody leave after that?
No, the incident was considered a prank because the note also mentioned Martians and weird, other weird shit in it. So the management of Camp Scott actually made the decision to not disclose this information with the parents of the campers.
I mean, that's fair.
That were about to attend. I mean, to an extent, but at the same time, I'm going to, up the security or something? I don't know. Because what's scary about it, if it was just a note, I can see, but, they broke into the cabin. It's obviously, a person that is willing to, break into somewhere and is actually there. So,
Did it say how they broke into the cabin?
No.
The only thing is, like, I'm questioning is, did she leave something unlocked? And, like, they just walked in, and she was like, oh, well, somebody invaded my space and stole my donuts.
Yeah, true, but still, I mean, who freaking leaves a note like that? Like, as a prank? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
So, yeah, so they didn't tell the parents, so parents had no idea that this had happened. And Sunday, June 12th, 1977, is when 8-year-old Lori Lee Farmer, 9-year-old Michelle Heather Use, and 10-year-old Doris Denise Milner excitedly boarded the bus that took them, along with 137 other campers, to Camp Scott for what they expected to be an exciting 2 weeks of summer camp. When they got there, the girls were assigned their campsites and tents. The camp was split, like I said, into 10 different units. Within each unit had around 7 tents for campers, mm-hmm, and 1 tent for a counselor. Lori, Michelle, and Denise were assigned to the Kiowa campsite.
Okay.
Tent 7. Because each of the campsites were named after a Native American tribe. So that was their campsite. Their unit had 27 Girl Scouts in it, where they were split into 7 different tents. Tent 7, which was their tent, was located at the edge of the campsite, which was the farthest from the counselor's tent.
Okay.
And it was hidden behind trees and other foliage because it was spread out, like, throughout. And there was actually supposed to be a 4th girl in their tent, but she was misassigned that night. They were going to move her, but because there was a thunderstorm approaching, they decided to wait. And actually, by doing that, they saved her life.
That's crazy. But, I mean, maybe if she were in the tent, like, nothing would have happened because the note specifically said 3.
Right? I mean, this whole thing is weird. Like, the fact that it said 3 is,
mm-hmm,
and that was just a coincidence that there was 3 in there.
Like, did all the other tents have, like, 4?
As far, from what I could tell, yes.
Hmm.
So, 7 p.m., June 12th, the storm began, but the girls were having fun. They were eating in the dining tent, like, all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they walked back to their tents for the night. When they arrived back to their tents, the girls wrote letters to their families. So Michelle's letter said, "Dear Aunt Karen, how are you? I am fine. I am writing from camp. We can't go outside because it is storming. Me and my tent mates are in the last tent in our unit. My tent mates are Denise Milner and Lori Farmer. My room is shades of purple. Love, Michelle." And then Lori's letter said, "We're just getting ready to go to bed. It's 7:45. I couldn't wait to write. We're all writing letters now because there's nothing else to do." And then poor Denise, her letter said, "I don't like camp. It's awful. Mom, I don't want to stay at camp for 2 weeks. I want to come home and see Cassie and everybody."
She didn't even want to be there.
I know. She did not want to be there, even though it was only 2 weeks. But that seems like forever.
It is forever.
It is forever. So, yeah, this is when everything starts happening.
Oh.
Yeah. At 1:30 a.m., June 13th, so, like, later on that night, basically,
mm-hmm,
a camp counselor heard what she described as guttural moaning sounds.
Okay, I don't like it.
No. That was at the cross section.
Do you know what day it was? Like, I know it's June 13th, but in 77, was that maybe a Friday?
Let me see.
I wanted to check on that.
No, because it was a Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
You're like, Friday the 13th?
I'm just like, okay, some spooky stuff goes down.
Right.
Okay, never mind. Go on.
So, yeah, she heard, so at 1:30 a.m., she heard what she described as guttural moaning sounds that was at the cross section of the trails leading to the showers. She swept her flashlight across the campsite, but after not seeing anything, she went back to her tent without alerting anybody.
Uh-huh.
She said she assumed it was an animal and didn't want to annoy her other counselors who would doubt her abilities to be able to be a camp counselor. And, like, of course, later she said she regretted not saying anything. Others reported seeing a flashlight bobbing through the woods and hearing groaning sounds. And around 2 a.m., a girl in tent 6 recalled the tent flap opening and a figure with a flashlight standing at the entrance. She was one of four in the group and was the only one awake. She said she watched the figure silently as it considered the group for a second. So I guess, like, they just kind of stood there and watched them before they closed the tent flap and walked away.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, she said she was, like, confused, but then she just went back to sleep. She was like, what the fuck was that? So between 2:30 and 3 a.m., a nearby resident reported hearing a great deal of traffic near his home, like, cars.
Mm-hmm.
And at 3 a.m., another girl in a nearby campsite reported hearing a scream. And she woke up another girl in her tent where they both waited to hear something else to see if they heard another scream. But when they didn't hear anything, they both went back to sleep. And literally, like, around that same time, another girl from another campsite recalled hearing screams and someone crying mama repeatedly.
Uh-huh.
This girl didn't know what to do. She just went back to sleep.
Yeah, I would go back to sleep. If I got scared, I'm like, I'm going to throw this blanket over my head and nothing happened.
Yeah. 6 a.m. the next morning, that same counselor that heard the noise that thought it was an animal, like, remember that, like, flash the light? She was jogging the path, like, the same path at the cross section where she had heard the strange noises the night before, and under some trees, she spotted three sleeping bags. And at first glance, she thought it was just leftover luggage from the day before when they were all, like, you know, getting settled in.
Mm-hmm.
So she made her way towards it and discovered Denise's body. And, of course, like, the counselor screamed, which alerted the other counselors to the scene, and a crowd formed. And Denise was half nude. She was beaten, dead, and bound. The counselors were scared to open, because, see, she was out of her sleeping bag, right? They found her body right away. The other two sleeping bags were closed. So the counselors were scared to open them. They were like, and so police didn't even know there were three victims until they arrived on the scene and the coroner opened the other two sleeping bags.
Oh my gosh.
And found the other two girls in there. Lori and Michelle were bound in their sleeping bags and died from being bludgeoned to death, seemingly while they were still asleep inside the tent, because there was blood inside the tent. However, Denise had been led away from the tent, still alive. And evidence showed that she had been sexually assaulted and beaten so hard in the face, indentations from the weapon were still visible. But her cause of death was actually strangulation. A large flashlight was found on the scene with a fingerprint on the lens.
Okay.
Which was dusted, but it never matched any of the databases in the state or federal system. There was also a footprint found in the pool of blood that was in the tent. And it was a male, shoe size 9.5. And there was also rope, duct tape, and a long black hair was also found.
Were any of the girls, did they have long black hair?
They didn't seem like, they seemed like it was, like, belonging to the suspect.
Okay. Okay.
Investigation happened immediately, and parents were informed something like bad had happened, and they had to go pick up their children from the counselor building.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't tell them what had happened. The parents were forced to wait in line for hours, like in a car, and were not told what had happened. And they were just like heard rumors and saw like the police there, and like they were just panicked, like didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Of course, the Girl Scouts were not notified to the reason why they were sent home so soon. Like, they were literally there for a night. June 13th was Camp Scott's last day of operation. And the camp was closed for good.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that's bad.
Yeah, because of, like, the poor management.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to stop real quick for a break. All right, we're back. Actually, you can go on, you can look at Camp Scott on abandonedok.com, which like shows all the abandoned parts in Oklahoma.
Ooh.
It's really creepy, dude.
Ooh, let's go there around Halloween.
Girl.
We should bring Jorge and we should go for Halloween.
I mean, I want to go, but I'm scared. Like, it's unsolved.
It's okay.
And it's wooded.
Dude, I'm really scared. Okay, you just talked me out of it. Like, I'm a little scared.
I mean, I don't know. It seems cool. You bring, like, a ghost box and stuff.
I mean, I don't know. It would be cool. It'd be fun.
It would be fun, but, like, yeah, it's abandoned. Like, it literally has not been opened since that happened. And, like, all the stuff is still there, like, the abandoned buildings and, like, cabins and stuff. We should go, but I'm scared.
Okay.
It's like, by Broken Arrow.
Okay, so, like, Mount Scott.
I guess.
Okay, like, Dakota goes there all the time, so I wasn't sure if that was similar, but I don't know. It could be or it could not be. I don't know. I know there's Mount Scott, but... And Camp Scott or whatever.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. I've been to Mount Scott, but I don't know if it's the same thing.
Me either, I'm guessing.
Is Mount Scott by Tulsa?
I have no idea. I've never been, but I want
to
go.
I haven't been in years to Mount Scott. Last time I was there, like, there's buffalo running around and stuff. It's kind of fun. Like, I love Mount Scott. It's scary driving up, though.
Yeah, I heard you can't drive up anymore.
You can't?
Because it's gotten, like, so narrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's been years since I went.
So you have to hike it.
Oh, my. I don't know if I could hike it. Dang.
Yeah. What's her name? Shonda. Back when we worked at that one job.
That one job?
The one that shall not be named. Just kidding. But, yeah, she was telling me how, like, she took her, like, four kids. And, like, how, like, they kept complaining that it was hot. And one of them wanted them to get on her back. And she's like, hell no, it's hot.
No.
Like, we're not doing that.
Imagine, like, getting all the way to the top and then just be like, oh, man, I don't have to get down.
I would just, like, lay there for a little bit. I'd be like, okay.
Because it is high. Like, I remember driving up there and, like, I'm like, you don't realize how high it is because it's just, like, like, it barely qualifies as a mountain, but, like, it is a mountain.
But if you were to fall over, you'd die.
Definitely. Like, it's pretty high, especially once you start going up it, you're just like, whoa, okay, this is scary.
Yeah, I mean, because you're, like, turning that corner and you're, like, so
right
close
on
to
the
edge.
Oh, I hated it. Lisa, when she was driving, she had to put her hand up.
Oh, like, yeah, I think of her all the time.
Oops. All right. So, yeah. Back to this.
So what you were saying, that they found the black hair?
Yeah, they found the black hair, and they had the fingerprint, and they had the...
And they were sending the girls home.
Yeah, that was, like, the last day, like, the camp was over after that. Even though it had been open since 1928. Once that had happened, like, yeah.
Yeah, there's no bouncing back.
So the police did have, like, one suspect that they said for sure was, but this guy ended up getting acquitted of the thing, and the evidence didn't match him. The fingerprint on the flashlight didn't match his, and the footprint didn't match his. So I don't know why, and that guy is dead now anyways. I don't know why, but one of the sheriffs said he was 1,000% sure this guy was it. Hmm. But, like, it was weird. This guy was a piece of shit. He had, like, raped 2 women and stuff, but, like, still doesn't mean that he committed this crime.
Yeah. Did they check, like, all of the counselors? Or were they all female?
As far as I know, they were all female. But, I mean, I would assume, like, with the fingerprint, they would have checked the counselors' mm-hmm. fingerprints, too. I mean, I would hope they would have done that. But you never know. Sometimes investigations are very scuffed.
But, and also, like, with you pointing out that it was a male size shoe. Okay, so, like, Converse. I wear the guy size. And, yes, like, it's smaller sized. But, like, what if it's just a girl with, like, giant-ass feet?
It could be. But I don't know because they were raped, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
But also, that's another thing. So, the camp, the parents, 2 of the victim's parents ended up suing the Girl Scout people for $5 million. They alleged negligence for ignoring the note. As well as lack of supervision for the girls and the lack of follow-up after hearing the noises at night. One of the campers claimed she told a counselor of the scream she heard and was told to ignore it. And about the evidence, there was DNA samples taken from the scene, like fluid ones,
mm-hmm.
But they were said to be too deteriorated to be used now. And so that's why the case is still unsolved to this day. I know that in 2017, I read something like they had put together a fund for, they had raised money basically for them to be able to do like new testing, updated testing on it. But I didn't hear anything else after that. Like maybe they don't have good enough samples.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the case is so old now. The person who did it, like, you never know.
Is probably dead or arrested for something else. And
I mean, I wonder if they could just run that fingerprint through again, like, to catch them in the database, like, you know.
Maybe, like, it's worth a shot. Who knows?
Right? But, yeah, it's really sad. It is kind of scary, though, that, like, they were at the very edge, you know, away. Mm-hmm. Like, they were the farthest away from the only adult that was in that, because I think there was only one counselor per camping unit. Because there was 10 units and then like one counselor per, and they were the farthest away and they had the least amount of girls in there.
Yeah, like what it sounds like is they were just like severely understaffed from what they should have been.
Yeah, which a lot of times those things are. I know my mom went to summer camp, but she told me it was horrible. Like, they all, like, 15 of them had to share one rotisserie chicken. She said, it sucked. And, like, the counselor, like, was like, oh, man, screw this. I'm eating first. And then, like, gave all the kids, dang, like, leftovers.
I would do the same.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. No, like, camping sucks. Like, it can be okay, but, like.
I never went to summer camp, ever. I went to Bible camp.
I went to Bible camp, you know, with that Stronger song.
I forgot about that. I always think of you now when I hear that freaking song, dude.
I was telling Kayla about that, and, like, so that song comes on, and she just starts doing this dance, and she's like, work it, make it. And it's so fun. She cracks me up.
Yeah, Bible camp was cool. It was indoors. And I got to come back home.
Yeah,
true. I didn't stay the night.
Oh, mine was, like, a week.
Really? Mine was, like, once a week. or something. Like, we didn't stay overnight.
I don't even remember, like, where it was, but we took a bus.
My neighbors told me. But they're the ones that, like, recruited us, so.
I went with Kayla twice.
Oh.
So.
Oh, so you and her both, like, did the stronger thing? Yeah, I just love that they were playing Stronger by Kanye West.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they had to get us amped.
Dude, that was, I just, like, imagine all these little kids, like, you know, it's better than stripping for Jesus, like. You remember that freaking video you showed me?
Oh.
What was that about?
That was very peaceful and angelic. Okay, don't make it dirty.
That was dirty. She was not wearing any clothes, like, at all.
She was, too. I mean, like, underwear.
She was wearing underwear, and there was toddlers. Like, and what was that?
So I was reading the comments in that, and, like, all these, like, women were saying, none of the women are clapping, and, like, you rewatch it, and, like, seriously, like, all the women are clapping, and I'm like, fool, what are you doing? Watch this stuff, like.
What? Why? Just why?
I don't know.
And that was just one of the most bizarre things I've ever watched. Like, it's like, dude, people were clapping. I heard it at the end. Everyone was like, woo!
She's probably like, just let me get out of here.
I want to know what the stripper was thinking. Like, was she just like, hey, this is better than my other gigs.
Why aren't they throwing ones at me?
Maybe she did it for free. For Jesus.
For Jesus.
I don't know. I want to know, like, the backstory of that. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay. Well, that was it.
Okay, and
be sure to follow us on Instagram at Essential_Crazies_podcast. And you can email us at centralcraziespodcast@gmail.com. All right, you guys, that's it for today. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Alexis.
See ya.
Bye, guys.